It's break time with Christopher J. Today we're going to take a look at Bonkers. Let's time trip back to the 1980s and start our story. Buckle up. So, when I was a kid back in the 80s, I went to a place called Grandview Elementary School. It was on Grandview Boulevard in West Los Angeles, California, at the where the street intersected pretty close to Venice Boulevard. And when I was done with school, me and my homies, we'd walk up Grandview to Venice, and we'd cross this massively busy street, and there'd be the shopping plaza, the strip mall. There was a Yum Yum Donuts, and right next to it was a mom and pop liquor store. Now, this mom and pop liquor store was my gateway to many things, including junk food, candies, and a lot of times, right up at the front, there was a box where for a quarter, you could get a whole pack of Garbage Pail cards. But that's not what this episode is about. See, I went in there for candy, and one of the things that I remembered was that you'd get these little packages for 10 cents. They were either green or red, and they were toothpicks. The red ones were flavored as cinnamon. The green ones were flavored as mint, and you'd get them and you'd chew them. I kept toothpicks around, not just to chew them, but because one of the candies that I used to love at that time in the 80s would get stuck in my teeth. I am, of course, talking about Bonkers. And if you don't know what Bonkers are, this is one of our first glimpses of that product.
Every time folks eat super fruity Bonkers fruit candy, it makes a big hit. Now there's a big new flavor, Bonkers Watermelon. Mouth-watering watermelon with an extra fruity middle. Makes me want to eat it up.
New Watermelon Bonkers. Bonks you out.
Some candy!
The 1980s had a whole lot of different kind of candies and things that were only from that time period. Now, one of those things was Bonkers. Bonkers was made by Nabisco in the early to mid 80s, and it was a chewy rectangular candy with a tangy filling. They had flavors like apple that was red outside and green inside. They had lemon, they had lime, there was vanilla, there was lemon lime, there was peach, chocolate, watermelon, grape, orange, strawberry, and of course, the peach apricot. The staple of all the candies that kids ever loved, the peach apricot. So the candy itself came wrapped. It was, candy that was like 6 inches long. All the candies were wrapped together, were individually wrapped, and then had a wrapper on the outside that said Bonkers and was brightly colored because, you know, neon, the 80s, you get it. And you'd open up a package and it would have different flavors in there, kind of like Mamba does today. In fact, they kind of had the consistency of the Mamba candies as well. One of the things that they're remembered for today is that commercial. The older lady who talks about how some people think that Bonkers is gum, but it's not. And she gets hit on the head and she laughs control away and she looks like a curmudgeon, but she loosens up. I don't know what the deal was with that, but it was on Saturday morning. People, when I did the Saturday morning podcast and started that, that was one of the first commercials that I put in there. And I had people write to me or tweet at me saying, oh my gosh, I haven't thought about that in 35 years. Thanks for reminding me. I forgot that that existed. It was a time trip for me as well. I discover commercials for products that I forget existed all the time. And it's like this virtual time machine of like waking up these memories. And I'm like, holy crap, that was fantastic. Whatever happened to that? And then I come down here and record this for everybody listening. So as the 80s went on, kids grew up. There was a focus more on fitness. I mean, Schwarzenegger was working with Reagan to get the kids to not be fat anymore. And Bonkers kind of went away. The commercials were on less and less. We remembered them less and less. And they became something sold mostly in novelty candy shops. So they stopped being sold in the liquor store by the Yum Yum Donuts. They weren't over in Save-On's or Safeway. They just kind of went to a place where you would have to go to like extra, just like a regular candy shop kind of thing. They were probably in there next to the candy cigarettes that you also couldn't really get anywhere else. So by the end of the 80s, Bonkers pretty much done for. But fast forward to February of 2012, and Leaf Brands LLC acquired the trademark, and they had planned to reintroduce the classic brand back into the market by the end of 2015. So what happened with that? Well, in November of 2016, Bonkers Candies, their Facebook and their Twitter account stated, quote, "We made some samples of Bonkers fruit chews on the line last week, and we think they look pretty good. Getting closer, but no date yet," end quote. And there is a couple of pictures of the candy that they were producing, and I'm sure that anybody that happened to see it in that brief window is excited. They probably thought back to 30 years before when they're like, yes, I'm going to be able to share this candy with my child, and it'll take on a life of its own, and we'll all be nostalgic. But that 2016 post, that was the last of anything with Bonkers. It just kind of went away. I don't know if Leaf Brands is going to do anything with it or not. They own the rights to it, so they could, but if they don't think that there's any money, then I guess that's pretty much that. But it's kind of fitting, because maybe this is something that was meant just to stay back in the 80s, you know? Maybe it's something that if it were brought back now, we would get it and we would think this is not as good as I remember. What a waste of time. We wouldn't appreciate it. If it's around all the time, you definitely take it for granted and it becomes something that is not nostalgic. It's nostalgic, happening right here in modern day. And the charm of what it was kind of goes away. And you just take it for granted that you can go anywhere and get it again. And you know, you stop appreciating it at a certain point. So if it's a candy that remains loved in the hearts and minds of the kids from that time, and I can play the commercials on my podcast to kind of keep it alive, well, that's a pretty good legacy in my mind. So Bonkers and all the other candies that are our fallen homies from that time, well, those were some of the things that made the 80s so special. Well, that's it for now. Join us next time when we explore more 80s and 90s pop culture. If you've got any memories of this or other things from the best decades, email me at satmornpod@hotmail.com. And if you're a fan of the 80s or cartoons from the 80s, be sure to check out the Saturday Morning Podcast hosted by me. We drop a new episode every other Saturday and hope it'll make you feel like a kid again. And now, back to our regularly scheduled program.